Can you confirm or refute the report that that is going to be out substantial amount of time?
Just had a quick meeting with Ted Thompson before I came down here, and his conversations with Dr. McKenzie, they're still going through all the information. So, that's exactly where we are. He will work with the rehab group today at practice, and he's made a little bit of progress. Is the feedback that I've been given. Frankly, he's going to have a wonderful, great 24 hours to play in the game. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. But he will be working in the large rehab group today.
What did you think of what Niall Davis was able to process or try and get done yesterday?
I don't really have a solid answer for you there. I thought he looked natural, catching the ball on the kickoff returns. He's bright. He definitely has a carryover from Kansas City offense, and just kind of relate to how they called things, did things, and how we're going to do it. So I think he'll be fine in time.
Do you expect him to be able to contribute Thursday?
That's part of the game plan, isn't it? So.
I remember when you guys brought in Howard Green. I remember Turgo said that he brought him into the ballroom at the hotel in New York, and he's running and teaching him the plays based on chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's different for now. This, but how can you get a guy like that up to speed in short time? Is there anything special you can do?
Chair drills are good. It's still, we use garbage cans and things like that. You're reviewing protections and teaching running plays and just reviewing footwork. That's all part of our classroom environment. We'll do everything we can because, frankly, A, you're on a short week. B, you just arrived yesterday. And really, when you bring in a player in season, you don't really get to go back and teach him the system. You'll get to teach him the foundation, go through the install phase. You kind of work that in the off hours because you have to get ready to exercise a game plan, which is different than an installation. Exercise a game plan for an opponent. So that's what we're focused on. He's a veteran, so I think he'll do fine.
Mike, what's the not looking for exact number, but what's the ratio this week to time spent in the meeting room versus the practice field compared to a normal week? Is it significantly different?
Less time on the field than a normal week. I think it's obvious. Just the Saturday practices has been anywhere from an hour and one hour and 9 minutes to an hour and 16 minutes. It'll be 57 minutes today. So just, things like that. You watch the workload going into the Dallas game, and because you try to even, we cut back some last week preparing for the Thursday night game. So it's, trusting the data, looking at it, and you look at the options and you listen to it. But at the end of the day, you got to trust your instincts And frankly, as we know, the medical report drives a lot of this.
Do you think either Demaryius or Quentin will be able to make enough progress to give you something tomorrow?
Hard pressed. They're both, both those guys were working in the rehab group today.
How much confidence do you have in the leftovers back there? Obviously, the guys who played.
There ain't no leftovers.
The guys who are left on the plays.
Yeah, great confidence. They're gonna get in there playing, and we're gonna win the game. We've got a good football team. Every one of our guys are good football players. So they're maybe on different levels as far as their experience and things like that. But we're working to get better. We have a good plan. We'll exercise that today, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow night.